It is feared that the proposed National State Enterprises Bill is a dangerous step to even more unchecked state control over South Africa's economy. We speak to Free SA's Nolintando Hlophoe. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris, so much for having me.
Thank you. What is this bill, the purpose of it in a nutshell?
So the purpose of this bill is for the government actually to set up a new company, which will actually house all our state enterprises right now. So essentially, that's what the bill is about currently right now.
And what are your main concerns with this bill?
The main concern is we firstly see this as state capture 2.0, because it means that there will be a lack of transparency and accountability when it comes to the way that our state enterprises are actually operated. So our concerns is firstly that, and also the part that we will need now to use more taxpayers' money to set up this company. And as I said, essentially, it is also a lack of accountability. And then we know for a fact currently right now that most of our state enterprises are struggling financially. So we also have concerns that this might mean that we might not see the glory days of our state enterprise where they are able to make to be profitable.
And you don't think that an oversight body like this could improve the performance of some of these parastatals?
The issue, I don't think we need another big organization that can actually bring about change into these state enterprises. Currently, we are seeing some progress when it comes to Eskom. So right now, the solution is not to create a mother company that will actually solve this. The problem is to actually solve them as they are currently. So that's what we believe as Free SA.
Okay, what about the land expropriation bill that has been signed? That has caused a great deal of controversy. What's Free SA's view of that?
So we are against the bill because we understand that it is actually a threat to private property. And the unfortunate thing, we always think that private property is only just bigger companies or farm owners. But it also means that if I, as an ordinary citizen, also have a small land or farm, this bill might actually affect me as an ordinary South African. And as you know, currently the government actually does own the majority of land. So the government actually wants further control and ownership when it comes to private property. So this is quite a huge threat, especially in a time where this might also affect the confidence when it comes to investors, because it might mean that as an investor, my private ownership of property, it might not be protected. So this might harm our economy in ways that we can't actually imagine right now.
Now, what would you urge the public to do, just going back to the National State Enterprises Bill, to try and stop that from being signed?
To kind of go to Free SA, where you can have your views on this campaign. That's where you find all our current campaigns. And you can have your say there, because it's important for the public to have the say. And your voice does matter as a South African.
But have you not noticed that people are losing faith in the public participation process? I mean, what difference did it make when it came to the signing of a Bella Bill or the Land Expropriation Bill?
Chris, you know, that's one thing when it comes to a government, like if I were to say the ANC, it wants us to actually lose confidence. It wants us to say, it's fine, let's just continue to live like this. But to you and I both, if we stay in the pigsty of a house, we will continue just rolling over and over with no change. But when we continue to try cleaning and participating, I'm just using that as an example, that also means that you are continuing doing something, and we never know when the change actually might happen. So we can't sit back. We can't. We are still paying tax. We are still living in this country, and most of us love this country. So we can't allow this government to, it's a fear tactic to say that we do not matter, but rather I would say that we do matter as a citizen of this country. So don't lose faith. Please continue having your say in these public participation platforms like Free SA.
Okay, what other campaigns are you running at the moment?
So we run, as you've mentioned, it's the state capture one, as well as the expropriation bill one. The ballot bill as well, just to name a few on top of my head. But you can go further to see more of our bill of our campaigns that are currently open on our website.
Okay, what was the purpose in establishing Free SA? Tell us more about that.
Yes, the purpose, of course, was to motivate the public participation, you know, and also to stir some debates and for an awareness as well to what is going on. So our main goal is to empower people through public participation in matters that are affecting you as a citizen on a daily basis, even when you might think that they aren't affecting you on a daily basis. So that's the purpose of establishing Free SA.
What's the next campaign for you after the National State Enterprises Bill?
The big one, of course, it's still going to be, of course, the expropriation bill. We are still, we've written to the Minister of Education when it comes to the Bella Bill as well. So those are the major ones currently. And as you know, that there are others that we actually focus on, but these are the major ones that we have been getting media and sharing our views on them and our concerns.
What about the NHI?
So that's another, I'm sorry, I'm not laughing because it's also another stressful bill, which actually it is also part of our campaigns that we're focusing into. And we've had media coverage before on this campaign. So on that one, as you know, we are also opposing it. And it's one of those campaigns that, or rather bills, that are not meant to empower the ordinary citizen. When I say empower, our current government loves to view things based on revenge policies, if I were to put it like that. Yet they also affect, they further regress the majority, in this case, Black people. So it's all about looking at the minorities, attacking the minorities and wanting and creating these bills as a hurdle for us as Black people not to even go as further. Because currently, I remember the Minister of Health saying that the people who are opposing the NHI are white people because they are the ones who are the majority when it comes to medical aids. And Black people are currently 10%. And I was quite furious because it's the growing number of Black. There's going to be more. I'm yet to have my children. I've got niece and nephews who are going to work and have these medical aids. So it's not about the fact that we are we are growing 10%. So that's one of the things that actually are quite frustrating, that you always want to go for minorities and forgetting that the same bills that you are actually putting before us, they are actually creating more hurdles for us. So I always say these bills aren't meant to empower the ordinary Black person. If I were just to put it in terms of color, they are also meant to put more shackles on us and to actually give the government more power over our lives, because apparently we can't think for ourselves. We can't choose as South Africans and Black South Africans. So those are the concerns when it comes to the NHI currently.
Thank you. That was Free Essays. Nolathando Klopoye speaking to BizNews, and I'm Chris Steyn. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.